High school basketball is on the air. Stay tuned to WHTC.com and 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown sports station, for tonight's game. High school basketball is presented this season by Maple View Animal Hospital, Shoreline Orthopedics, Crown Motors, Jackie's Place Restaurant, Reliable Sport, and Taylor Rental. High school hoops are also a service of Barber Ford, Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital, Russ's Restaurants, South Shore Laundry, and ZR Graphics. Local high school basketball is also brought to you by the Windmill Restaurant, Friss Office Outfitters, Randy's Carpet Care, Western Brook Outdoor Power, Village Inn Pizza and Sports Grill, and Meyer. Now let's go courtside with Greg Chandler for tonight's high school basketball matchup on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Who won it, Christian?
We're on the air. Welcome to high school basketball on Holland's hometown station, 1450 WHTC, and the Spectrum Health pregame show. This evening from Zeeland West High School, the Zeeland West Ducks taking on the Holland Christian Maroons in OK Green Conference play. Hello, everybody. I'm Adam Prince along with Ron Weatherby. Holland Christian enters tonight's contest tied for first place in the OK Green with Holland High School with a 4-0 record and 9-2 overall. The Maroons are led by head coach Jason Muir, who is in his first year at the school. Zeeland West entered tonight's contest in third place in the OK Green Conference with a 3-3 record and an 8-5 overall record. The Ducks are led by head coach Kevin Toe. The Ducks are coming off a victory against Hamilton High School last Friday evening, 70-62. The Ducks were led by 6'5", 320-pound senior Jordan Van Dort, who scored 35 points in the victory. The pregame show is brought to you by Spectrum Health and Zeeland Community Hospital, and we are streaming all of our broadcasts on WHTC.com. Let's send it back to the studio for a three-minute break. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Welcome back to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. We're here at Zeeland West, where the Zeeland West Ducks will be taking on the Holland Christian Maroons in OK Conference Green action this evening. Ron has a rundown of what happened earlier in the game. We just showed up for the junior varsity ball game, and there was a good ball game that happened just before we got here, Ron.
Well, there's been a lot of basketball here this afternoon as the freshmen played earlier, and then the JVs took their turn, and now it's time for the varsity to square off. So far, Holland Christian has dominated the play on all three levels. In the first ball game, the Holland Christian Maroons won 35-16. That's a freshman game. And then in the JVs, it went like this. Holland Christian led all the way. It was 16-10 at the end of the first quarter, 24-13 at the half, 33-23 at the end of three, and the final 45-33 with the Holland Christian Maroons taking that one as a win also. For Zeeland West in the JV contest, Casey Brinks led the scoring for the Ducks with 9 points, and Trevor Thompson had 8. For Holland Christian, leading the way was Mike Montma. He picked up 14 points, and then with 11 points each, Alex Bosch and Tyler Heima. So the Holland Christian Maroons winning the first two. And with the first matchup between these two clubs, it was Holland Christian defeating the Ducks earlier this season by a score of 57-53. So far they're setting a good example here for the varsity on this one.
And we wouldn't be surprised to see another close game coming up for the varsity. Both teams look really ready. Zeeland West has just headed back to the locker room for some final instructions, and while that was going on, Holland Christian decided to come back out, and they're shooting on their side of the court right now and getting ready about 9 to 10 minutes away from tip-off of this ball game. We have some sponsors that we'd like to thank that are sponsoring high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. The pregame show is the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show. The tip-off is presented by South Shore Laundry, a full-service laundromat offering drop-off laundry service. All timeouts are presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. Choose from a variety of combinations. Just $7.99 starting at 4 o'clock. So we have all of the great sponsors that are on the ball game, and we have a schedule here of the games that are coming up that we'll be broadcasting here on 1450 WHDC. We have tonight's ball game between Holland Christian and Zeeland West. On Friday, Granville will be heading out to West Ottawa for a ball game against the Panthers. Next Tuesday, Grand Rapids Christian will be traveling to West Ottawa. And then next Friday, on Valentine's Day, Holland Christian will travel to Holland, which should be a big matchup in OK Green Conference action. Both those teams right now undefeated heading into action this evening, and both on top of the OK Green Conference.
Well, we might just mention, Adam, that we're filling in for Greg Chandler. Greg Chandler does all of our high school games, but his father passed away, and so we're kind of playing a substitute role. We do the Hope College ball games on a regular basis, so we get a little change of action tonight as we get some high school basketball to go.
Ron has spring.
Not baseball season.
Ron has spring on his mind. All this snow has got you thinking of baseball. Yeah, that's Gary Stevens, from what we've been told, will be filling in for Friday's broadcast of the Granville at West Ottawa ball game. We're filling in here this evening, and just a jet down the road for me and you to come up to Zeeland West for this ball game. Great facilities here. A lot of good people that have got this going. This is my first high school ball game to be doing something like this, so it's going to be a little bit different for both of us.
Well, I've done a lot of high school ball games starting way, way back, and then after about 1996.
Oof.
And then I picked up Hope College at that point and been doing Hope College ever since with a scattering of high school ball. I did some football. I had a ball game with Greg when the Zeeland West took on Grand Rapids Christian in the playoffs, and that was an interesting ball game, a good ball game all the way. So back in action with a little high school ball, nothing different.
And, well, what's interesting about the Zeeland West right now is we look over there towards the far end of the court, they already have the championship banner up for the Division III state championship for football this past season for Zeeland West, who ran the table and went on to Detroit and to Ford Field and won the state championship. And that game was on 1450 WHDC, Highlands Hometown Station, with Greg Chandler and Gary Stevens for call of the action.
So a lot of activity going on here, and we expect a good ball game tonight. What do you know about the Ducks?
Well, what I know about the Ducks right now is that they're 8-5 with overall, with a 3-3 record, which puts them in third place in the OK Green Conference. The only reason they're in third place is because they're behind both Holland Christian and Holland, which are perfect in the conference right now. So the Ducks need a victory here tonight to get right back into conference, into contention for the conference championship. Let's send it back to the studio for another 3-minute break. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Welcome back to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Highlands hometown station. We are only minutes away from high school basketball here at Zeeland West as the Zeeland West Ducks. We take it on the Holland Christian Maroons in Oakie Green Conference action. A pivotal ball game for both clubs here early in the season, with the Ducks at third place, all alone in third place in the conference, and with Holland Christian in first place and undefeated in conference action, tied with Holland High School, the Dutch of Holland High School. We are only seconds away from the national anthem, so anything else going on there, Ron?
Well, right at the moment out there, everybody's just standing and waiting for the clock to run down so that we can have the national anthem. The teams are standing at attention, and the free throw line on one side and directly in front of the bench on the other, as we rise for the national anthem.
And our old man right here from Zeeland West. Ladies and gentlemen, you kindly stand and join us. Our flag is on the west wall next to the scoreboard. Let's honor our country and those who serve her. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our national anthem.
That was a wonderful rendition of the national anthem. And for the starting lineups for the ball game, let's send it over to play-by-play man Ron Weatherby.
Well, thank you, Adam. And for the visitors from Holland Christian, the Maroons at the forwards, it'll be Jared Dykstra, a 6'3" senior. The other forward, Kyle Stiginga, a 6'6" senior. The center, Sam Vanderslice, a 6'7" junior. And at the guards for the Maroons, it'll be Nick Hill, a 5'11" senior, along with Nate Walters, a 6'3" senior. They are coached by Jason Meor, his first season here with the Holland Christian Maroons, and I'm sure you remember that name as when Jason used to play for the Flying Dutchman over at Hope College, and he's in his first year as head coach for the Maroons and doing a very nice job. For the Zealand Ducks, at the guards, it'll be Sam Horsch, a 6'1", 185-foot senior. At the other guard, it'll be Nick Sharon, a 6'3", a 175-pound senior. The forward, it'll be Brent Burrows, a 6'2", 185-pound senior. And the other wing forward, a Luke Dreyer, 6'2", 175 senior. And at the center, the little guy out here, Jordan Van Dort, 6'5", 320 pounds, a senior. Yes, sir, that's what it has in the program. He's a football player, and I understand he's headed down to Western Michigan University, but he does well on the basketball court as well. And talking with Coach Meyer this afternoon, he said they had plenty of problems trying to keep Van Dort under control a little bit in that first ball game, and he feels fortunate to have won that one, 57-53. And they're going to have their work cut out for him again tonight as they've got to keep him under control as he's probably got his basketball legs set to go out here. Now the football season's over in the first game, he might have still had some football legs with him.
The opening tip-off is presented by South Shore Laundry, a full-service laundromat offering drop-off laundry service.
Tip goes to the Ducks. Sam Horst on the right side at the point. Works around out there to Sharon. Sharon underneath, back to Horsch. Horsch on the right wing, goes baseline, drives underneath, kicks the ball out. Nice move underneath, and getting the first bucket of the ball game is Luke Dreyer. 2-0, West with the lead. Maroons on the attack. Underneath they go. Move underneath, and trying to get the ball close in is Vanderslice, who loses his balance, falls down, and we got a foul. So Van Dort picks up a foul early on in this contest on the first play, really, for the Maroons. In pass to Stegenga, underneath Vanderslice. He's got misses. Rebound comes to Van Dort. First, back out into the attack to Dreyer. Back in front with the basketball. Over on the right wing they go to Sharon. Underneath Van Dort, ball stolen away. That was Nick Hill with a steal. Takes it down the court quickly, gives it to Vanderslice underneath the bucket. back out the hill, bounce past the Vanderslice. Baseline, works underneath the basket, kicks it in the corner. Walters back underneath on the baseline to Vanderslice. His shot, right-handed, up and good. Put that one off the window and dropped it in. We're tied at two, 6:40 left in this first quarter. Horst at the left wing. Out front comes Sharon. They go right corner to Burroughs. Burroughs takes it out to the point. And there's a battle going on underneath. Vanderslice and Vendort. Vendort wins it. Gets the basketball. Puts it up and puts it in. 4-2. West with the lead. Bruins with the basketball. Hill with the basketball. Over in the right wing to Walters. To Walters. His shot for three. Good. Nate Walters puts in a triple. 5-4. Maroons take their first lead. Ducks with the basketball, bringing it up slowly. Sam works his way on the left wing, takes it into the paint, moves around, kicks it back on the outside to Dreyer. Dreyer thought about the three, goes way cross court, into the hands of Sharon. He fires a triple from the other end. 7-5, Ducks up by two. Into the front court on the left side, Hill. To Walters. Back underneath Steginga. He drives baseline and puts it off the window and in. We're tied at seven. Quickly into the front court. Horst underneath the basket. Goes in the corner. They work it on the outside. Long triple. Off the mark by Burroughs. Rebound comes to the Maroons. Quickly, Steginga all the way. Works like he wears the guard and takes it coast to coast and puts in two. 9-7, Maroons on top, 4:56 left in the first quarter. Horst to the left wing, spins around at the point, picks up his dribble, feeds in the middle to Dreyer. Dreyer can't get the shot away, guarded by Steginga. Back out in front, Burroughs kicks it in the corner, back outside. Can't get the three. Underneath with a drive move and a shot that's no good, but a foul underneath. And it's going to go against number 10, Burroughs. Sam Hesch is the way he's pronouncing it. First one misses. He'll have the second. Second one with the left-hander is up and in. So Hesch puts a point on the board. 9-8, Maroons up by one. Little pressure put on the backcourt, kind of one-on-one pressure by Hesch. Hill at the point, leaves it for Steginga on the left side. Steginga takes his baseline, turnaround jumper is no good. Gets his own rebound, back up, misses again, and it comes down to Hesch. Hesch quickly pushes up court, stays at the point. On the weave, gives it to Burroughs. Burroughs back out in front, shot taken. No good by Sharon. Rebound comes to the Maroons. Hill, right side, staking up. Back out in front, Hill. Left corner, shot taken. In and out by Walters. And rebound to Hesch. Quickly, the Ducks have an open shot on the right side. No good by Burroughs. And it comes right back to the Maroons. Maroons racing the other direction. Little short jumper by about 4 foot. Put up by Dykstra, that's no good. And the score remains 9-8. Both teams having some problems now, finding the basket after a quick start. Hesch drives it, puts it up, no good, but a foul. I believe that's going to go against Nick Hill. It is. And Hesch will go to the line for the Ducks. He'll have a chance to tie it up and even go ahead. First one is off the front of the iron. Substitutes coming in. Raby comes in for the Ducks. And also Travis Ochterhoff comes in for the Ducks. Justin Dykegrath in for the Maroons. Both free throws miss. Rebound Steginga. Over on the right side, taking it all the way in for the Maroons is Werda. Little turnaround jumper, no good by the Maroons. That was Dykgraff. And the Ducks have the basketball. On the right side, looking around, looking for some place to go. Gives it to Hess, just kind of hands it to him. He fires a triple that went around the inside of the rim about three times before it went down. 11-9, Ducks with the lead, 2:48 left in the first quarter. Maroons with the basketball. Weirda on the right side, goes underneath Steganga, has his shot knocked away, picked up by Raby. Hesch, cross court to Dreyer. Dreyer on the baseline, pulls up short, and an offensive foul is going to go against Dreyer. So the Maroons will get the basketball on the turnovers. Back in for the Maroons is Dykstra. Maroons will inbound it. Steganga gets it into Weirda. Weirda walks up for the Maroons. Back to Steganga. He's way outside. He's in a guard position right now. On the left wing to Dykstra. Dykstra underneath. Turnaround jumper inside by Dykgraff. That's no good, and a foul. And the foul is going to go against Steganga. That's his first. Coming back in is Van Dort for the Ducks.
And Sam Vanderslice checked back in for the Maroons.
So the Ducks with the basketball. Leading 11-9, 2:15 left. Dreyer to Van Dort. He puts a little 8-foot jumper up. No good. Rebound comes to the Maroons. Max Weirda. Weirda pushes it back, but the Duck defense is back. Around the horn they go into the corner. Nice left-handed move on the baseline for the Maroons by Walters, but misses the shot. The Ducks counter the other direction. Working one-on-one is Dreyer. Back out in front to Hesch. Hesch down the paint, puts the shot up off the window and in. 13-9, Ducks with the lead. Little pressure put on. Inbound pass comes to the Maroons. They have no problems getting it up. Weirda on the left side to Dykgraff. Cross court they go to Walters. Into the corner, Weirda underneath. Working underneath, trying to get a shot as Vanderslice throws the ball away, out of bounds. Turnover is going to belong to the Ducks. They'll have it directly in front of me here at the scorer's table. Steganga comes back in for the Maroons. And inbounding the ball is Raby. He's 6'5", 225, a junior for the Ducks. Hesch on the outside. Leaves it for Ochterhoff. Gets it around back. Goes left. Big cross-court pass and a three-pointer on the right side. Put up by Ochterhoff. That's no good. Rebound comes to Weirda. Weirda into the corner for the Maroons. They give it up to Dykgraff. He takes it underneath. Feeds the ball off, and the reverse layer is good. 13-11. Ducks on top. 43 seconds left in this first quarter. Ducks are going to hold it, take it down to the last shot of the quarter as they just line up three guys on the outside. Hesch drives, opening up the middle. Tried to feed off at the last moment, got tangled up a little bit with a couple of defenders. The ball knocked out of bounds. 28 seconds left in the first quarter. Hesch will inbound it. They get it on the inside to Ochterhoff. Over to Dreyer. Dreyer into the paint underneath. To Hesch, back out, shot taken. That was a hook shot that almost went in. That was by Slager, and he was able to draw the foul as Justin Dykgraff was in his way and picked up that foul. At the line, Raby, swish. Zach Popama comes in for the Ducks. Raby with the second free one. Down and in. 15-11. Ducks with the lead. 19 seconds left in this first quarter. Wirda in the corner, hands it off to Dykstra. Back out into the hands of Steginga to Dykstra. Dykstra can't get the shot. Steginga, six on the shot clock. Long three is good from the side by Max Wirda. And that brings the Maroons to within one at the end of this first quarter, as the Maroons hold a 15-14, or the Ducks hold a 15-14 lead over the Maroons.
Let's send it back to the studio for this one-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Maroons with the basketball to get this second quarter underway. Nick Hill at the point to Steginga, left wing. Feeds underneath to Dykraff. Dykraff to Vanderslice. His turnaround hook is good. Got in the right spot, and he's got that hook down once he gets it down low. 16-15, Maroons on top. Hirsch at the left wing. Kicks it on the outside to Dreyer. Dreyer underneath Van Dort. His shot blocked that time by Vanderslice. Gets the ball back, works underneath, forces its way up, and a foul is going to be called. It's got to be on either Steginga or Vanderslice, and it's going to go against Vanderslice. So Jordan Van Dort will step to the line for the Ducks. Ducks trailing 16-15. Second quarter just underway. Van Dort with the first one. That's hard off the right. I like some of those green tennis shoes, Adam. I think they're sharp.
I like them. I like the green shoelaces to match with them. Yeah. Nice neon green.
Van Dort with the second one. That's off the back of the iron. No good. Vanderslice with the rebound. Over to Hill. Hill on the left wing. Ball stolen away by Dreyer. Dreyer one-on-one. Takes it. Takes the pass. He faked it behind the back pass and took it himself all the way for the basket and got a standing ovation from this Duck crowd. Jump shot taken by Steginga. Misses, but he gets his own rebound and a foul. And it's going to go against Hesh. So we walk to the other end.
And that was Hill's second foul.
Wirda comes back in for Holland Christian.
And Nick Hill checks out of the game after picking up his second foul.
Hesh will take the basketball for the Maroons, or for the Ducks. As they've gone up over the Maroons by one. Underneath Van Dort, cross-court pass, open man in the corner. Nice three-point shot. Oh, Burroughs with a nice three-point shot. Everybody left him all alone. He just set up and took it. 2016, Ducks to the lead. Underneath, Steginga. He drives, and a foul's called underneath. That could go against either of two individuals. It's going to go against Van Dort. That'll be his second foul, and Steginga hit the line for the Maroons. Off the back of the iron, no good.
Van Dort checks out after picking up his second foul. He had a really good game against Hamilton on Friday where he scored 35 points, Ron, and Holland Christian doing a good job at shutting him down here in the early going.
And this one's good. 2017, Ducks with the lead. And the basketball. Hirsch gets a screen on the outside, takes it all the way to the hoop, kicks it into the corner. Dreyer for three, no good. Rebound comes to the Maroons, but tied up quickly for the Maroons as he took that rebound was Nate Walters.
And Nick Karen's going to get called with a foul on that. They didn't give him the
jump ball.
Nope.
Maroons are going to get the basketball. Along the right side is Wirda. Leaves it on the outside for Walters. Little weave on around the horn to Steginga on the left side. Vanderslice down low, baseline. Forces his way in, misses the basket, rebound, Hirsch. Hirsch, the opposite direction for the Ducks. Out front they go to Burroughs. Nice 360 move. Off the window, rolls around, won't go. And out of bounds it goes. It'll belong to Holland Christian. So the Maroons will have it. Trailing 20-17 with 5:44 left in the half. Stankinga out to Werda. Werda takes his time moving into the front court. Goes right down the middle. Kicks it off on the left side to Dykstra for three. He misses. Rebound comes out. Nobody can catch up with it. Out of bounds it goes, and it'll belong to the Ducks right in front of their cheering section. And the Holland Christian Maroons decide to take a timeout with 5:32 left in this first half. It'll be a 30-second timeout. The Ducks leading 20-17.
You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHGC and WHGC.com.
Hirsch with the basketball for the Ducks after the timeout. The Dreyer. Dreyer spins and he spins into a man, gets called for traveling. Stegging held his ground, and Dreyer made a spin move and ran into Kyle Stegging. Didn't move him at all, and he's called for traveling. So Holland Christian will get the ball. Stegging inbounds it to Werda. Werda starts out down the middle, leaves it for Kyle. Stegging on the outside. To Dykstra. Dykstra looks for a man down low. Fires it down low to Dykgraff. Underneath, nice left-handed shot off the window and in. 2019, Maroons come within one. Hirsch at the point, goes to the right wing, takes it underneath, puts it off. No good. Rebound to Holland Christian. Seginga all the way, coast to coast. Underneath he goes. Shot is partially blocked out there as Dykgraff. One pass too many that time for the Maroons. As the Ducks try to save it, got a little fancy on the far end. And a pass was kind of flipped behind the man taking the ball down, which was Burroughs, and wasn't anybody there. So the Maroons will get the basketball. Turnover for the Ducks. Ducks with a 20-19 lead. Werda. On the outside to Dykstra. With the weave going to Dykgraff. Stankinga has it. He puts it off the glass and in. 21-20. Maroons up by one. Hirsch at the right wing. Goes into the paint. Drives hard. And an offensive foul is going to go against Sam Hirsch. So that's the first one. And Werda brings it back up for the Maroons. Over to the right wing. Underneath they go. The ball kicked out of the hands of Sagan underneath. Vanderslice comes back in for Holland Christian. And the Ducks will have the basketball in the backcourt. Werda comes up, challenges them a little bit. Hesh on the left side. Into the corner to Dreyer. Dreyer cross court. Ducks can't get a shot off. Now underneath, reaching around his man, is Schrader. Excuse me, that was Raby with the bucket. Maroons on the attack. Vanderslice has an offensive foul. He cleared the way pretty much with that forearm. And he must have been watching Brock Benson a little bit because that's one of the moves Benson makes and gets the foul on.
Yeah, and that was Vanderslice's second foul, and he will check out of the ball game as well.
So the Ducks back with a one-point lead, 22-21. Hesh outside, gives the ball up to Chiron, and a whistle blows away from the basketball. Might go against Draby. We'll have to wait and see. No, it's going to go against the Maroons, back to Werda. And it'll put Trevor Raby at the line for the Ducks. This one is good. Nice fishing. 23-21. Ducks up by two. 3:13 left in the half. And this one bounds around, falls off on the right side, rebounded for the Maroons. Right, Graff with the basketball. Works on the right side, little bounce pass, baseline. Three-pointer, yes. It was Nate Walters with the three-pointer. So the Maroons go back up by one, 24-23. Dreyer thought about the three. Changes his mind, moves in, backs out, takes it hard to the hole. Shot missing. Raby with a rebound. Back out in front. Across court. Chiron for three. No good. Steginga high to pull it down. Long pass ahead to Dykegraff. Into the corner they go to Walters. Walters back out. Steginga from the outside. Misses the three-pointer. Rebound by the Maroons. Walters. Walters works baseline, can't get past the defender. Back to Steginga, and Steginga will pull it out and reset the offense. They give it to Huerta. Steginga goes down low. Moss gets the ball on the right side. They give it to Steginga down low. He takes a little move underneath, puts it up and in. 26-23, Maroons on top. Ash. To Dreyer, and Dreyer dips his shoulder. This could go either way. And it's going to go against Steginga. That's the second one on Kyle. Into the ball game for the Ducks is Matt Moss. Eminem. And Dykstra comes back in for the Maroons, replacing Steginga. So Luke Dreyer will be at the line for the Ducks. And he drops it clean. Swisher on the net. He'll have the second one. This one hits the front of the iron. No good. Rebound comes to the Maroons. Boss with a rebound to Huerta. Huerta. Slows it down, starts to the right side, keeps his dribble alive, gives it up to Walters. Walters on the left side to Dykegraff, and he scores. Good, strong move by Dykegraff. 28-24. All the way around, Hirsch, his shot blocked. Nice block that time by Moss for the Maroons. Maroons opposite direction. Walters to Dykegraff. Dykegraff goes baseline. Shot off the window and in by Dykstra for the Maroons. 30-24, Maroons up by six. Cash wants, says, I want a timeout. With 1:02 left in this first half, and the Ducks want to talk it over. Maroons leading 30-24.
Well, Steginga is leading the scorer right now for everybody, all scorers, with 9 points early in this ball game, and Walters is right there with him with 6 points. Both of his baskets are three-pointers in this game, Ron, as he's dreamed a couple of long ones. For Zealand West, they're being led in scoring right now by Hesch, who has 6 points for them, and Dreyer is right behind him with 5 points, along with Raby, who has 5 points.
Well, Raby's come in and done a nice job for the Ducks. He's showing some muscle underneath. Ducks with the basketball. Hash goes baseline, underhand scoop shot, no good. Maroons come away with a rebound. Burrow pulled it down on the left side to Huerta, right to Walters. Walters goes bounce pass on the baseline. Turnaround jumper short by Matt Moss. Ducks come away with a rebound. Ochterhoff pulled that rebound down. Ash on the outside leaves it for Dreyer. Dreyer just tucks it under his on his hip there, takes a look at what's happening. Game clock is at 19 seconds. Likely he's just holding the basketball to get the last shot before the end of the half. 30-24. The Maroons with the lead. Dyer's on the outside. Dykstra's on him. One-on-one. Makes a move. Dyer cuts him off. Almost lost the basketball. Turns around and fires wildly out the basket. Good defense that time by Jared Dykstra in a one-on-one situation with Dreyer to prevent Dreyer from getting a good last shot at the bucket. He got a shot, but I wouldn't call it a good one.
Let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. As you're listening to the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital Halftime Show, you're listening to 1450 WHGC and WHGC.com.